Mark Warning. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden says the potential for nuclear Armageddon is at its highest since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis.
President Biden said Russia's Vladimir Putin is not joking when he talks about the use of tactical nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons. The president was at a Democratic fundraiser when he said the nuclear threat from Putin is real because when it comes to the invasion of Ukraine, Russia's military is significantly underperforming. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said last week,
at various points over the course of this conflict, including right at the outset, Putin has brandished the nuclear card. He's doing it again.
Putin said last month, I want to remind you that our country also has various means of destruction. It's not a bluff. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Earlier, the president announced federal convictions for simple possession of marijuana will be cleared.
There are thousands of people who are convicted for marijuana possession who may be denied employment, housing, or educational opportunities as a result of that conviction.
The president is urging governors to do the same for state offenses, saying no one should be in jail for marijuana use. U.S. forces conducted another airstrike this morning in northern Syria, killing one of the top five ISIS leaders and another responsible for prisoners.
U.S. forces went in alone. The target, Rakan Wahid al-Shamri, an ISIS official known to facilitate the smuggling of weapons and fighters in support of ISIS operations. No U.S. forces were injured during the airstrike and raid that killed these three ISIS leaders.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Las Vegas police say a man's in custody after they say he stabbed eight people, killing two of them outside a casino. Witnesses told local TV some of the victims appeared to be showgirls or street performers. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Federal prosecutors in New York are going after businesses they say are selling untraceable ghost guns on the street.
Department of Justice lawyers say the components used to assemble guns with no trackable serial numbers are adding to the violence on city streets. U.S. Attorney Breon Peace filed a statement of interest, which tells the courts of the DOJ's intent to work with entities down to the local level on addressing a rise in the number of ghost guns. The U.S. Attorney's Eastern District office has already created a civil initiative to reduce gun violence. It was created after a White House call to start a whole-of-government effort to reduce gun crime. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
School officials in Uvalde, Texas, have fired a former Texas state trooper who was on the scene of the Robb Elementary School shooting in May and then hired by the district. The district apologized for the pain the revelation of the hiring of Crimson Elizondo has caused. An Academy Award winner goes to court to defend himself in a civil trial.
Kevin Spacey arrived in a New York City courtroom Thursday for a civil lawsuit filed by a fellow actor. Anthony Rapp in 2017 accused Spacey of sexual misconduct in an alleged encounter 3 decades earlier. Rapp, then 14 years old, says Spacey tried to seduce him at a party in his apartment. Rapp claims a drunk Spacey swept him up in his arms, laid him on a bed, and climbed on top of him. Spacey, in a statement, had no recollection of the incident, but added if he did behave that way, he owes Rapp a sincere apology for what would have been deeply inappropriate drunken behavior. But since then, lawyers for Spacey argue the allegation is false. Both men are expected to testify. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
For the third time this week, a fire has broken out at an Amazon warehouse facility. This one happened yesterday in upstate New York, where workers are voting in a union election next week. The company says it was a small fire and likely caused by mechanical failure. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.